Tohu va bohu.
It sounds like a spell from Harry Potter.
Or a sneeze.
But it's actually a phrase used in the first creation story in Genesis, and nowhere else in the Bible. Since it's only used once, it's hard to say exactly what this ancient Hebrew phrase means.
In this morning's passage, it is translated to formless void, as in, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void. And in some modern languages, like German and Hungarian, it means confusion or commotion.
But judging by the sound of it, it's a nonsense word. It just sounds funny. So another way of saying tohu va bohu in English is mishmash. Imagine how much less formal Genesis would sound if it began with, in the beginning, you know, back when the world was just a mishmash.
We can easily imagine people gathering around a fire under a deep night sky, telling each other how they believed the world came to be.
Their words likely gave ancient communities a sense of shared history and peace about things that were unknown and mysterious to them.
Speaking of divine, mysterious things, today is Trinity Sunday, a day when we remember the core mystery of our faith.
If our church year were a novel, days like Easter and Pentecost would be plot points. They're events when we celebrate certain things the triune God does.
Trinity Sunday is more like a chance for a character study on who God is, who God has been revealed to be, all throughout the story we've been telling and retelling.
The companion to the Book of Worship tells us that Trinity Sunday celebrates the unfathomable mystery of God's being as Holy Trinity. It is a day of adoration and praise of the one, eternal, incomprehensible God.
It's a day to remember that even when we cannot, what we cannot fathom is worth celebrating, and even what we cannot understand is worth receiving.
There are biblical passages like this morning's gospel text, which directly name the three persons of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were similar names. But for more reasons than we could discuss in a year, let alone in a morning, Genesis chapter 1 is a surprisingly good narrative to help us reflect on this mystery of faith.
The simplest reason being, because creation doesn't end with tohu va bohu.
And neither does God.
We can acknowledge that the fullness of God confuses us and is beyond our human understanding, while still recognizing the numerous ways that the divine is revealed to us, through words or in spite of them.
It is both our responsibility and our pleasure to take great care to use language that is based on God's self-revelation to us and to the keepers of Scripture, and not something we or our ancestors have forced without holy collaboration. The challenge is knowing the difference. And as any cat owner can tell you, there's a big difference between being put into a box and choosing to get in one yourself.
Though the Trinity is as much God's self-identity as we say it is, it figures that God would climb into a box as box-like as the Trinity.
We're about to sing a hymn written by Thomas Troger, a graduate of Yale University, ordained in both the Presbyterian Church USA and the Episcopal Church.
The hymn is called Source and Sovereign, Rock and Cloud, and it explores an impressive collection of 40 names and images for God, every one of them in some way biblically based. You may also notice that the structure of the verses reminds you of the Trinity. Each group of images focuses on various roles associated with one of the three.
It's our hope that this hymn will express just how much possibility exists in co-creating with God in the midst of what may feel to us like mishmash.
And we also hope that the refrain does justice to the Holy One who, forgive us for saying this so unbiblically, has outcatted the cats.
It seems that whenever we humans name something, we are either taming the unknown or claiming it as newly familiar.
One suggests an act of control, the other an act of intimacy. But both intimacy and control are capable of misunderstanding the heart of what we name.
May this hymn, and all of today's worship, help us to center ourselves in religious language that is creative and never coercive, intimate and never assuming, and rejoices in the ability to know something of the unknown. Amen.